everybody. My name is Andrea Mwalula from Twende Education for All, and here is my testimonial regarding the marketing course we did with Ms. Chulu, Africana woman. I have to say that it has opened up my eyes and really made me appreciate and understand everything that is needed in terms of marketing your product or service, branding it, advertising it using social media and other platforms, but really so the collaborative spirit that existed amongst all the participants there was truly commendable and enabled us to freely share our challenges and questions and tensions that we might have had as well. So thank you, Chulu, and I would recommend the course to any woman that wants to further market her brand, her services, products, and really penetrate the Zambia regional and global market. You're going to get a deep insight into how to do it with an expert that has a passion for it all. Thank you, Chulu, and thank you, Africana woman.
Thank you, Andrea. Sis, the doors are open to enroll in our Rebirth course. As you heard from Andrea, this course helps you level up your personal or business brand. It is an online course, and this means that it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can benefit from this experience. So for 8 weeks, you will have live hands-on training. And it means you will not be sent a video to watch on your own, but you will have access to me directly to ask clarifying or personalized questions there and then. You will learn the BMCS framework, which is branding, marketing strategy, customer service, and social media. The best part is that you will use your brand or your business as a case study. As a result, by the end of the 8 weeks, you will have a detailed strategy, a blueprint that you can immediately implement. So to find out more about our Rebirth course, go to the show notes and find the link or visit africanawoman.com.
So in the Africana woman community, we have a saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. Four questions for you. Okay.
I'll make it quick. Okay.
Okay. So the first one, what are you rooted to?
Community.
Nice. Nice.
And purpose, like, you know, you cannot do life alone. And I'm an immigrant in the US. I mean, do you want to die? You know, and I've always been big. And I think this is why you and I click, because you are a community gatherer. And I help people find themselves plugged into community. Mm-hmm. And it's one of my super strengths, connections. I can help people get connected. So yes, I'm big on community. Yeah.
I love it. All right. Yeah. And then what is your favorite way to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
Spend money, travels, you know. I love to travel a lot. I make my money and I spend it, and my husband and I were big travelers. And I also started playing pickleball recently. As you can see, my tendons are I have a brace on
for that's what I'm like, is that because of the
girl, I wish. I mean, if you stab it with two hands, right, it's pickleball though, because I'm dominant in my right hand. But I've been playing it for the past 6 months, and I play it almost every day. I'm obsessed with the sport. I finally found a sport I can beat somebody at. So, yeah, pickleball and traveling, and of course, podcasting, you know, another thing, swimming, reading. But yeah, travels and pickleball.
Yeah, awesome. And then, do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
Yes. Let me count the ways, but I'll tell you one classic one. Yes, when I was younger, training in grade school, primary school, like they call it back home, I got in trouble a lot because I was told to keep my mouth shut, that I talked too much. You know that fable about the emperor and the new clothes? The little boy that pointed at the emperor being naked? I was probably that little boy in another life. I always said things we didn't want to talk about. I was always, you know, why are we beating around the bush? This is what this is. So I got into trouble a lot. And as you grow older, you begin to see that maybe your mouth was too big. But the same mouth right now that I'm using to have a podcast and do my research, advocate for my my patients that I work with, advocate for, you know, Black prostate cancer survivors, advocate for my daughter, you know, as her legal custodian before I became her, you know, adoptive parents. So again, for people who are struggling with those gifts, there's a reason God made you that way. I'm not saying you should come and say, oh yeah, this is who I am, I cannot change. of course, I've learned to be wise about things and, you know, not say everything at once. Or maybe find a way to say them in a different way. But, you know, both be very proud of your strengths. Because there's always, how like put someone that is charming, the reverse of that is they're manipulative, right? But that charm can be used for something, but you don't have to always use the manipulative part of it. There are two sides to every good thing. So I'm using my mouth now to, you know, grow my purpose and fight for people through everything I do. And I'm glad that I finally owned it. Yes, I have a big mouth, but it's helped me a lot and it's paying my bills.
I love it. Okay. And then the final question is, what do you know as a certainty?
God is love. You know, God is love. I'm one of those, I want to call myself a cynical Christian because I've seen religion, especially do a lot of horrible things to people. I've seen people manipulated by men of God. And I've questioned just the essence of religion, organized religion. But I'm at a space in my life where, because I've gone, I was born in a Christian home, but I left Christianity, became, we can talk about that some other time. I became what you call an agnostic. I could never be an atheist because I've felt the move of the Holy Spirit in my life. So there's no way I could doubt that. I know there's God, but it was just the usefulness, the utility of God in my life. And then moving to the US and being in a highly intellectual environment where God was not the center of every discussion and telling your coworkers or your colleagues that you believe in God is like akin to believing in Santa Claus. And then you start asking yourself again, what was my faith based on? For me, then it was a collective insurance under my parents' policy because I didn't have a relationship with God. And so I've had to like carve that out for myself. But God's love is something that I'm still exploring. And even when you feel like you've dropped the ball, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done horrible things, that his love is always certain. And he just loves us. I mean, that's hard. And a trickling down effect is, my husband being the way he is and just being loving, it's been hard to kind of accept that. Even I think that was the troubles we had in the first few years of my marriage. And I think I gave you that example of, oh, I chose you. And I'll make fun of, you know, am I like a puppy? And because I was abused as a child and I didn't have a good relationship with my dad growing up. And so a lot of it messed up in my mind. But having to just embrace love for what it is and knowing that we all deserve to be loved. But some of us just put a lot of barriers in place for good reasons. Our walls are up. My walls are up for the longest time. And it's been chipped down apart by so many things. But at the very core of it, God loves us. I mean, and having to know what that means and being humbled by that has broken me down in many tears. And even in my aching womb by someone who's wanted to have a biological child, God meeting me in that moment and almost like loving me through that moment. I don't have a full manifestation of those dreams yet because I still hope to one day carry my kids. But even as, and even still learning to know what God's love is through that, it's something that is, as a cynical Christian, it's still very hard to explain. But I know that for a fact that God loves me and God loves you, you listening to this. And that's the only thing I can take to the bank because everything else is just, you know, it's here today, gone tomorrow, right? But that God's love is always 100% there. That's one sentence I have.